It's just learning the differences between the college and the pro game, and you can't necessarily take a guy down like that, and that'll get called every time. So, just learn. It's a learning curve, and just got to keep going with that.
How comfortable are you at right tackle? You have to stay there for so long.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Getting more and more comfortable every single day. So, like I said, just keep getting better. That's really the emphasis of the whole day and the rest of this week will just be, improving every single day.
You played left guard for camp, and then you were mostly at left tackle. So obviously, even though you're moving over a little bit, you kind of have the steps. I mean, how much of a transition has it been to kind of suddenly go to the right side after playing left side?
It's been a little bit of a transition, but, I absolutely can't use that as an excuse. And the vision's different, the steps are different, and all that kind of stuff. But I got to go out there and play. That's the bottom line.
How did all the speed of it, match up to what you thought it would be?
Everyone told us it'd be faster, and it was faster. But, I felt good out there and had fun playing football.
You feel more comfortable as the game went first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter?
Yeah, absolutely. You settle in a little bit. Your nerves and you're hyped up early in the game. And as the game goes on, your nerves settle down and you get in a groove and you just, start playing football.
Now, Josh had said that he wanted you and JD to play that full game in Cincinnati to get the feel for conditioning and all that. Mm-hmm. How do you feel you held up over the game?
I think it was good. I definitely made some mistakes throughout the game, and that's something I need to work on. But, conditioning-wise, I felt good.
Did that respite for the Lightning, did that help everybody kind of catch their breath a little bit?
I don't know for sure. It's something we had to deal with, I don't know that it would have changed much either way. So, I can't answer that.
Is there a sense that you're glad that the first one's out the way or anything? Maybe as you go into week two, three, et cetera, that things are just kind of coming down?
Absolutely. Every chance you get to get some experience and learn from playing and get out there on the field, that's absolutely a good thing. So, I'm glad to move on to the next week and learn from that one as well.
Did the plan to get you a lot of snaps in the preseason, do you think that paid off?
Absolutely, yeah. Getting some reps at game speed and being able to play a lot of reps and a lot of snaps against other competition was definitely a good thing.
Even at other spots?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
When we were talking to Josh, he said, one of the things, not just you, but the other three that hadn't played before, is it's one thing when you practice something, but it's when you get something funky, being able to really react quickly. How do you get that time period down where, something happens, you can correct it immediately?
I think it goes into your preparation and knowing, this is what the opponent's going to do and knowing what our game plan is. So, I know the rule. This is how it's going to play out, and this is how you need to react. And then other than that, just getting reps at it. That's nothing can beat getting reps at it.
Were you surprised many times yesterday, or
no?
Was it mostly what you thought?
Yeah, I felt good, and I felt good with our game plan going in, and slow reaction at times, but that's where the reps come in.